I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen, and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free, and things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader, along with me, as always, my level and humble shoeshine boy, Mr. Tim Dennis. Good evening, Tim.
What up, B?
We've got great guests coming up this evening. We've got a great topic, something that's always intrigued me. It's about reincarnation, and we've got two wonderful guests that are going to be joining us here. First guest will be up in a little bit is Joe H. Slate, PhD. He's going to be talking to us about his book, Beyond Reincarnation, Experience Your Past Lives and Lives Between Lives. Then later on, at the second hour of the show, we're going to be talking to Mr. Richard Salva about his book, Soul Journey, From Lincoln to Lindbergh, Revealing the Mysteries of Karma and Rebirth. Do want to make a couple of quick announcements for those of you horror fans. Remember that our friend Andrew Bernarski, who was on with us a few weeks ago, playing Leatherface in the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie, wants me to remind you that the movie's coming out October 6th. It's a fantastic movie. I got to see a bunch of the scenes when he was out here. Looks like it's going to be one of the creepiest, goriest horror movies out there, so you definitely want to check it out. That opens up October 6th. And remember, you can also check out Andrew. I don't know if he's going to be wearing the costume or what, but he's going to be on Spike TV on October 10th for the Scream Awards, and then he'll also be doing the Fangoria Chainsaw Awards on Fuse TV. That'll be coming up, so check both of your listings for that. Also want to mention that Pat Priest, our good friend that was on the show about a month and a half ago, you know her as Marilyn Munster. It's going to be one of those nights already. Pat Priest, known as Marilyn Munster from the TV show The Munsters, is going to be at Fright Manor. It's a haunted attraction in Indianapolis. She'll be doing two autograph signing sessions, one on Friday, October 13th, and one on Saturday, October 14th, from 7 to 10 p.m. For more information, check out FrightManor.com. And again, that's to go out and see the lovely Pat Priest, not Marilyn Munster. Or, I'm sorry, Marilyn, well, whoever.
I would pay to see Pat Priest dressed up as Marilyn Manson.
Yes, really Marilyn Manson. That's not going to work. We will go to our guests, so I'll try to get my tongue untied, and we'll be able to go forward in the show. This evening, though, as I mentioned at the beginning, we're going to do a show here about reincarnation. That's, as I said, something that's always interested me, and I'm hoping to pick the brains of these two gentlemen that are coming up, maybe get a little insight and light on what it exactly is that we're doing in this lifetime and how long we're going to stay around. Our first guest is Mr. Joe H. Slate. He's a PhD. He's a licensed psychologist and emeritus professor of psychology at Athens State University. The U.S. Army and the Parapsychology Foundation of New York have funded his lab projects in parapsychology. His research led to the establishment of the Parapsychology Research Foundation. And Dr. Slate has appeared on several radio and television shows, including Strange Universe and Sightings. We'd like to welcome into the darkness on the edge of town, Dr. Joe H. Slate. Good evening, sir. Appreciate having you with us this evening.
Thank you, Dave.
Hopefully,
pleasure to be here.
I think in my last life, Mr. Slate, I must have been a tongue-tied goof because that was a really awkward opening this evening. and
well,
it's coming back on me.
An interesting state.
Now, you've got this book out, which is fascinating. If anybody's interested, again, the name of the book is Beyond Reincarnation, Experience Your Past Lives and Lives Between Lives. There is a link on our site. If you go to darknessradio.com, and / shows, you'll see the information up there about Mr. Slate and the book. And we're going to put up a link so you can click it and actually order the book directly off the websites. Or if you need it, it's through Llewellyn Press, correct?
Right.
Okay, so it is available through Llewellyn Press. Let's talk. Now, Dr. Slate, you've done quite a bit in parapsychology and the study of this. What got you interested in past life regression and into reincarnation?
As you mentioned, Dave, I am a psychologist, and over quite a few years, I have, in addition to university teaching, engaged in a private practice. And I noticed very early on, especially when I was using hypnosis in the treatment of a wide range of disorders, quite often my patients would spontaneously go into what seemed to be a past life state in which they would experience past life happenings that were relevant to their present life situation. And that really is what interested me most. But even before that, I, as a very young kid, became interested in parapsychology and specifically reincarnation for several reasons. If I could just share one experience.
Yes.
A third grader, actually only in the third grade, the teacher was doing a unit on France, and right away I connected to that topic and just had the I knew all about France, having never even studied the topic. Well, that night, in a dream, I became a child, a very small child, on a seashore, a seaport actually in the south of France. I recognized the place, and I was attracted to a bottle out in the water bobbing up and down.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear in my mind even today. And so I waded into the water and suddenly felt myself being caught by the undercurrent, and I knew that I was about to drown, and with that I suddenly awakened in the night. And here I, again, only a kid of 8 years of age. I had until then had a fear of water, which always puzzled me. I had two brothers. They loved to swim. I could never go near water. And I awakened in the night, having had that dream, and knew immediately the source of that fear. The next day, I went swimming with my two brothers for the first time, totally free of any fear of water. But that was a personal experience that had a tremendous impact on my life. And from then on, I felt it really important to maybe probe that possibility and better understand whether we have indeed lived past lives and what is the relevance of that. And that became a very strong motivator. And then as a psychologist in private practice, when these things started happening, I knew even more so the relevance of past life insight. But at the same time, I'll be the first to admit, we don't know all there is to know about reincarnation.
Right.
We're still just scratching the surface. We see the relevance. We get glimpses of the importance of past life experiences. But I'm still convinced that we need more research. We don't know all there is to know about it yet, and I'm here repeating myself, but I've come to the conclusion that firsthand experience is the best proof of past life experiences.
Let me ask you this. You talk about, in the book, you talk about past life regression and hypnotherapy. Now, as a psychologist, I correct me if I'm wrong, aren't there two schools of thought on this, that the human imagination is so strong that it can create its own stories and ancient histories, if you will, and that's kind of where a lot of the skeptics fall under, is that so much of what can be done through hypnosis is still really not understood.
Oh, absolutely.
So how do you differentiate, as somebody that's a psychologist and has studied this, how do you know that it's not just my overactive imagination, that I was, you know, a French king in, you know, the 1800s or something, and it's not just that, and it's, you know, because nobody's ever anybody pauperish. It's always, you know, I was Napoleon or Abraham Lincoln.
Right, some kind of historical figure, perhaps.
Exactly.
Yeah, we run into that, and that is a very good question. It is the proof at best is subjective, but we have done, we have attempted to do laboratory studies using various monitoring techniques. Mm-hmm. To identify whether these different stages of hypnosis actually are unique, and if there are differences in, for example, the past life regress state versus the normal waking state. And we found considerable evidence that there really is a unique physiological response to what we call past life regression. So that gives a little bit of objective proof. But I would certainly agree with that position you mentioned. It is subjective. And again, again, I think the test that the when you finally connect the dots, the ultimate test of the validity of past life regression and past life experiences has to do with their effect on present life. If a past life experience increases the quality of your life in the here and now, it's worth probing.
Okay.
If there's relevance to a past life experience that maybe can help you to solve a problem nowadays, it's certainly worth delving into it. Ooh. And I found especially the past life experiences are sources often of things like obsessive compulsive disorders. It isn't unusual to find, for example, fear of germs is often related to past life experiences. And, for example, maybe you had been imprisoned in a germ-infested dungeon. I had one client who had a tremendous fear of rats. And under hypnosis, she was a male, incidentally, who had been imprisoned in a rat-infected dungeon. And once she and the beauty of this is, I mean, that's not a beautiful experience.
Right.
Not. It can be very painful, but the effects are beautiful. As a result of that, she was able to deal with that fear. In fact, we found repeatedly that past life knowledge is so powerful that it can instantly eradicate a lifelong phobia. And that's really pretty incredible. I had another client, I certainly be careful to protect identities here, but I had another client who had a fear of sunlight, of all things. He wore dark shades, whether inside or out. And even at night, he was never seen without shades. Under hypnosis, he experienced, and this was without any suggestion on my part, except that under hypnosis, you'll be able to go into experiences that are presently relevant to you. That's the suggestion we give. And under hypnosis, he had been a prisoner in which his eyelids had been cut away. He had been tortured. His eyelids had been cut away. He was left in the desert to die. That was a tremendously painful experience. But
sure.
A tremendously liberating experience. With that knowledge, he for the first time understood why he had a fear of sunlight. And that knowledge was so powerful that it was really quite dramatic. He wore shades during the session. Once he came out of hypnosis, he removed his shades. The first time I had ever seen him without shades. And he simply said, "Well, now I know."
And that's the story of Roy Orbison.
It was simply amazing.
Right.
I had another experience with a woman.
If I could ask something real quickly here, just because what you're talking parallels something in my life, but I'm curious about this. Now, when you see, I have an overwhelming, horrifying fear of snakes. I mean, freeze in my tracks, unable to move. You know, even if they're on TV or the movies, I feel sick to my stomach. As a matter of fact, when Tim and I, my co-host and I were in college, we went to pick up a kitten for my girlfriend. And I had my little boy with me. He was about 3 years old, 2 years old, 3 years old, and that deal. And we were going up to the house. And he was running up there excited to go get the kitten. And he rounded the corner. And I trotted up behind him. And across the sidewalk was this huge snake. And it was coiled up, aiming right at my son. And I just froze. I was unable to do anything. Tim came walking around and saw him. And he's like, "Oh, hey, Cliff, come here. Come here by Uncle Tim." And he took my son back, and then he physically had to come pick me up and carry me out of sight of the snake. I don't even want to call it not a body experience. I felt like I was locked inside an Iron Maiden. I couldn't move.
Right.
I was aware of what was going on. And I've always, you know, because of what we've heard, I wonder, you know, people always say, "Oh, you were probably killed by a snake in your past life." Now, my question to you is, when you're doing these sessions, are you going in to find out, let's find out, we'll call them shades, you know, okay, shades, we're going to do this hypnotherapy, we're going to go back and try to find out maybe what your fear of sunlight is. My question would be, because I'm trying to find an answer of where this unbelievable fear of snakes is coming from, again, how do we know I'm not just making that matrix in my mind when you're putting me under so that I can come up with a rational answer that makes sense and can make me feel better. I mean, I guess as long as the result is that we walk away and I'm not afraid of snakes anymore and I'm not paralyzed in fear, it really doesn't matter. But how do you differentiate between it just being a vividly imaginative experience and a real connection with a past life?
Okay, that's an excellent question. And to answer it simply, we don't. There's no really way of knowing whether what we're experiencing in a past life regressed state, as we call it, and what your subconscious is fabricating for you to experience. But either way, if your subconsciousness knows the experience that you need to overcome your fear of snakes and fabricates a series of happenings
right.
that enable you to do that, versus whether a past life experience actually did happen in which perhaps you were bitten and died from snake bite, either way, if the experience results in a liberation from that phobia, then it could be a valuable experience for you.
Oh, sure.
But again, there's absolutely, in my opinion, there's absolutely no way to know for certain that what you experience in hypnosis actually is an experience from a past life, although there is some evidence to suggest that to be a possibility. I think we have to really be careful here not to make claims that we can substantiate, but again, your own personal experience, I think that we have the power to look at things objectively, even though we may not be sure the origin of whatever these experiences are. We can still be objective in the way that we evaluate them. And so I do not make claims mm-hmm. when I work with my students or my patients. I don't make claims that when I use hypnosis, now what you are going to experience is from a past life. I do make the claim that what you experience, whether in hypnosis or out of hypnosis, is relevant. And you are able, as an intelligent person, to make the decision for yourself. And as I said at the beginning, the best evidence, I think, of past life experience, the best proof is your firsthand experience and your own judgment in regard to that. But I'm very careful
sure.
not to make claims.
Well, do you find out with the type of studies that you've done, you know, in your best guess, would you assume that most likely in a past life it was a snake bite or something?
Yes.
Or maybe not even a snake bite, but something that, you know, could it have even been watching the death of a child or
right.
a loved one from a snake bite
right.
have affected me that much in this life?
Yeah, absolutely. You certainly could entertain that as a possibility, but again, with caution that we may not be able to know for certain. If we knew everything, it would remove all the challenge anyway, you know,
right.
had an explanation for everything. Even Einstein is quoted to have said there are many dimensions we know, many we don't know, and he added there are some dimensions we will never know. I'm not sure I can go along with that. I think we can know all dimensions, but there are dimensions that are so shadowy right now. I was intrigued with the introduction to your program tonight. I could relate to that. There is a shadowy part of our existence, and we just try to understand it the best we can. But I've come to the conclusion as a psychologist, and there's nothing new about this, but I think that knowledge is power. The more we understand, the more empowered we become. And I'm not talking about power over other people, but empowered within ourselves. The more we're better able to deal with world problems. You know, we've really done some terrible things to our globe. And I was thinking of that before you called this evening. And we don't have a backup. We don't have another globe. Now, there may be other planets out there where we can spend other lives, but we can devastate this planet to the point that we can't live another life on this planet. And we're getting close to that point.
Hmm.
And we have to take responsibility for our behavior. And we are here to learn and to grow. And from my perspective, and I emphasize this throughout my book, there are two major reasons we are here. And this sounds trite, I know. But the first is to reach your highest level of growth. And the second is to help other people to do the same thing. And going along with that is take care of our planet. We've got to have a place to do that. And the planet is a wonderful place in which we can do that. But we have exploited our natural resources, polluted our environment, we have taken a heavy toll on this planet.
Right.
And I think along with the responsibility to grow and develop and help other people and make the world a better place is to take care of the planet. Anyway, that's another topic for another book.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we take a quick break on that thought. We'll come back. We'll talk to you a little bit more. I've got some questions about genetic memory and some other famous people that were believed to be reincarnated as well. Maybe you could shed some light for us on that. We'll be back with more of the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Show and our guest, Joe H. Slater, Ph.D., the author of Beyond Reincarnation, Experience Your Past Lives and Lives Between. We'll be back with him and more right after this.
We thought El Chupacabra meant the cup of coffee in Spanish.
Mi amo Eduardo Especial. ¿Cómo está el yay?
What you talking about, Willis?
Shows you what we know. Stay tuned. There's more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
If you read Tap's Paramag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the greedy. Tap's Paramag takes you to your view. Wherever you go, on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters, to the latest trend technology, the field of the paranormal, to join our journey, order at tapsparamag.com.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
If it weren't for ghosts and aliens, these guys wouldn't be getting any action at all.
Yeah, baby!
I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town with Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest is Joe H. Slate, PhD. He's written a book called Beyond Reincarnation, Experience Your Past Lives and Lives Between... let's try that again, Tim, shall we?
Yeah.
Beyond Reincarnation, Experience Your Past Lives and Lives Between Lives. Joe has also written Astral Projection and Psychic Empowerment, Aura Energy for Health, Healing and Balance, and a book on psychic vampires. So you can check out all of his information at Llewellyn Press. You can check that link by going to our website and clicking on his book. It'll take you right there. You can order a copy of his book and see all the other great stuff that he's written there. As a matter of fact, we'd like to have you back on the show here in the future and talk about astral projection, because that's something else. It's a really big interest to both Tim and I. Now, we did have a couple of questions here during the break that were typed into us, Mr. Slate. First of all, you had mentioned that you felt that you might have been a boy from France in your past life, correct? Are you there?
That was my belief at
okay.
that time, absolutely.
Do you believe then, or have you gone to France yet to see if you feel a connection to any one particular area to see if there's a...
But okay. That's something I plan to do. But in relation to that, mm-hmm. as I stated, I was only a kid when I had that experience. Many years later, I was teaching a course at Athens State University, and we had a visiting parapsychologist from England who came over and did a series of lectures. And it wasn't unusual at the end of her lecture for her to give impressions of people sitting in the audience. At the end of this particular lecture, she singled me out and said, "Incidentally, Dr. Slade, did you know that you have lived a past life in France, in the south of France, and that your life ended there as a child because of drowning?"
Wow.
And I said, "Well, yeah, I think I may have known that." And she said, "I can see it very, very clearly. In fact, you were wading into the water to retrieve a bottle that was bobbing up there, up and down."
Wow, that's interesting.
That was precisely
the memory you had, right?
It paralleled exactly. Again, was she reading my mind? Or did she psychically see into that past life experience of... I just accepted it as interesting confirmation that right. The experience was valid.
Very interesting. Now, something else that's kind of interesting to me is the, you know, as a matter of fact, our next guest is going to be on talking to us about his theory that Lincoln reincarnated into Charles Lindbergh. And we'll talk to us about that. But one of the most famous, examples of somebody that believed that they were reincarnated was George Patton, correct?
Right.
Now, George Patton, actually, that's how he was so good at what he did
exactly.
with the war effort, was he had knowledge of the lay of the land, and he had no way of knowing the lay of the land and knowing
right.
what was going on, and he believed, now, correct me if I'm wrong, now, he believed he was reincarnated, or he just accepted
he
that he knew what was going on?
That is another example of just a little more evidence that we could add to the actually building mountain of evidence
sure.
Suggesting that possibility.
Now, I'm curious about this, too. Now, so many things in the parapsychology world and with the paranormal seem to happen in a dream state, be it visits from, you know, loved ones that come to us. It seems to be a little bit easier for some of them to come back to us in a dream form. One thing that I'm curious about with reincarnation that's always... interested me with is I have two very strong things that occur to me in dreams. There's a lot of dreams where I'm actually watching myself, and I'm cognizant that that is me, but I look nothing like myself. And there's been times where I'll even look in the mirror and I look at myself and I think, well, okay, I know that's me, but I don't know who the hell that is.
Right.
And I've had that happen to me on numerous occasions. And I'm really putting myself out there looking to be tied up with a straitjacket here, and Tim's licking his chops ready to tie me to the chair with duct tape. But one of the things I will tell you is that I have had vivid memories of an accidental murder that I was involved with. And there have been times when I've woken up sweating, and I could guarantee you that if you strapped me to a lie detector at that precise moment, I would fail it miserably if I was asked if I ever murdered somebody.
Right.
You know, or if I knew of a death. Now, again, I know that this hasn't happened. It's not a repressed memory because it's not taking place, you know, like, you know, I've had this since I was a child, and it was always of this feeling that as a man I was involved in something and somebody died accidentally and I was part of the cover-up on it, and it literally shakes me when I wake up.
Right.
Now, you know, as a psychologist, what are your thoughts on something like that?
If these, and I get that they are reoccurring dreams,
yes.
You have them.
Yep, they followed me since, yeah. As long, I can remember having those dreams as far back as being a child. Yes. I can't give you an exact age, but maybe 7, 8, 9.
Then they do have significance. We think a reoccurring dream is probably more significance than just a dream that seems to be by happenstance, though I'm convinced nothing is by happenstance. But when they reoccur, it seems as though there is a message that's trying to get through to us. And it's my view that the source of that dream probably is your higher consciousness, which we sometimes see as a part of your subconscious. And it's there that knowledge exists that is important for us to know about, and yet it's difficult to retrieve. And that's what dream analysis is all about. The observing yourself, that has several possibilities there. That could be that higher self, that higher part of yourself, looking at your totality, and sort of evaluating where you are in your evolvement. Now, that part, that dream of having been yourself involved in a murder, or did I understand that?
Well, much as I understand it, yeah, it feels like it was a you know, like an accidental death that I helped to take place in covering up.
Uh-huh. There are several possibilities there again, and this is where dream analysis gets so complex. That may or may not refer to a past life right away.
Well, see, but what it doesn't come through is it's not like I'm not dressed like a giant purple banana and
yeah,
there aren't pretty flying butterflies, and, you know, it's not dreamlike when it occurs. It very lifelike, like I'm re-experiencing it over and over again.
Yeah, it's almost as though a part of yourself is experiencing some other part of yourself.
Exactly.
I would guess. Mm-hmm. And if that is the case, then it would suggest to me that you are looking at parts of your own being in that dream, and the dream is actually suggesting areas of yourself that perhaps you need to work on.
Tim's looking at me out of the corner of his eye and looking like he's afraid of me now.
Possibly conflicts to be worked through, perhaps.
Sure.
Or a need to deal with that self-destructive part of it. Everyone has that self-destructive side. You know, we do things, and that doesn't mean you're on the verge of taking your life or anything like that, but we do engage in risky, sometimes self-destructive behaviors. And this might be a part of yourself that is looking and saying, these are areas in which you can grow and evolve. And with that insight, you would be more highly motivated, perhaps, to deal with possible conflicts and that sort of thing. And again, I'm merely speculating
here.
It could certainly involve some past life experience.
But that wouldn't be your first leap?
No. It would not be.
So, unfortunately, it just means I'm complete wackadoo, which is good. Thank you, Dr. Slate. We have confirmation.
No. It does mean that you are in a growth stage in your life, and this is a part of your life in which you are developing and a part of the reason you're here. You know, it's a difficult needle to thread.
Right.
We don't know all there is to know about this topic. That's what challenged me so much to write this book. I came to the conclusion that we've not only lived past lives, we existed before our first life, and I call that the bidirectional endlessness of life. That just simply means that we live forever after our last lifetime, whenever that's going to be, and this could be it, but we live forever after that. But I came to the conclusion, too, of pre-existence. My book delves into that. You lived forever before your first life, and that's a little hard to comprehend, but the endlessness of life, when you look forward, you see no end. When you look backward before your first lifetime, you see no beginning. It just means we are forever, and these intervals here on this earth, these lifetimes here and the lives between them are a part of the growth, and the better we can understand that, the broader picture we have of our existence, and the better we are to reach our destiny, and I think that destiny is for greatness for everyone. My book also deals with a very controversial topic, which I call the preservation of peak growth. No matter what your past growth is, you reached a peak somewhere. It could have been in this life or a past life. You peaked out at some point, but you continued to grow. And it could be that you, Dave, are at your peak at this moment as we speak. And so you continue to grow from there. But a lot of people reach their peak early in life, and then they set in a decline, and it's a downward spiral. It's my belief that at our transition, at the end of each life, we actually recapitulate that past developmental peak, and then we go into the afterlife. We never lose what we develop. We take that peak with us into the afterlife, and then we're responsible for everything else that followed. The worst despot that ever lived reached a peak of growth at some level. It could be Osama bin Laden. Okay, there's now speculation he's dead. At some point in his life, it may have been at age one or two or three, he reached a developmental peak. And then perhaps, we don't know what happened, but there could have been a decline from that point until the point of his death. At his transition, he regains that past peak of his growth, but he takes everything else with him into the afterlife, where it has to be resolved. We call that karma.
Okay.
That's negative karma. But you take it with you. And so the challenge here is to keep growing.
Well, how can we actually shake that karma when we come into this new life? Can we start with a clean slate, or are we automatically tied to the crap we did in our past lives? I mean, I understand that we're getting a chance to kind of do a
part of
redo.
What we're here could be to resolve some of that karma. We do that in the afterlife. I think we have all kinds of helpers to do that. We okay. have our guides and you know, we could say angels.
Right.
These are higher beings that work with us between our lifetimes.
Do you believe that we can choose to be reincarnated? Or can,
I think it's always by choice.
So you don't think we're just pinballed right into the next body and it's no choice to us? We get a chance to come back and make
Absolutely.
It straight?
It's by choice. I've worked with people who said, well, I didn't choose to be born, therefore I can't be responsible. I said, oh, but you did choose to be born. I contradict that with okay. my clients. Teenagers often that I've worked with will often say, well, I just choose to be born. And they project blame on their parents as to why they're here. I said, but you did choose. You are here, and you choose to live.
Sure.
You're here, and you choose each day to live this life. Therefore, you have to take responsibility for it. But my studies of reincarnation show that we do choose.
Interesting.
We're not forced into another lifetime. It's by personal choice we're here. Therefore, only I can take responsibility for it because I chose to be here.
Now,
and the challenge is to continue growing to fulfill whatever that high destiny is for me or what take advantage of whatever opportunities are offered to me in this lifetime. I may be sounding a little too idealistic here, but I just think that's the way of life.
We're listening to Dr. Joe H. Slate, Ph.D. He is the author of a book called Beyond Reincarnation, Experience Your Past Lives and Lives Between Lives. And Dr. Slate, we've got some questions that are coming in over the Internet here to us. If you don't mind, we can open up a couple of the questions from the listeners. Is that all right
okay,
with you?
Great.
Okay, go ahead, Tim.
Actually, Dr. Slate, let me ask you one of my own first that relates to the previous topic you were talking about. Dr. Richard Salva, who's on in the next hour, in his book, Soul Journey, refers to a theory that he has that as you're passing from one life and you're about to go into the next, that you can take a wish with you to be something in the next life. Do you subscribe to that theory?
Yes, I do. I think, Tim, I think there are many factors that influence our next lifetime, and that certainly could be one of them. I think in the afterlife we also have the benefit of counsel. There are other souls that work with us before we reincarnate to help prepare us for the next lifetime. But that certainly could be a factor.
Well, see, it all makes sense, Tim. We chose to be overweight bald guys hosting a paranormal radio show.
I knew it.
That was our wish. Now I'm at peace with myself, Doctor. Thank you.
Dave, there's always an underlying purpose there. There's something to be fulfilled.
Certainly.
Being a talk show host.
Well, we've got a couple questions here from the listeners. We'll start off with Flyer. Go ahead, Tim.
Flyer asks, could you ask if there is a way to connect in our dreams to our past lives, and is there a certain way to get a mindset for that before you go to sleep? In other words, is there a way to prepare to try and look at a past life through your dreams before you hit the sheets?
Yes, Flyer, there is a way of doing that. I recommend a simple little technique, and you can do this yourself. You know, the beauty of this whole field, you can regress yourself and discover for yourself your past life. You don't have to go to a past life regressionist to do that. And my book tells you exactly how you can do that. My book also tells you how you can influence your dreams to give you whatever information you need. The simple technique, as I call finger spread, as you become drowsy, as you go into that hypnagogic stage, that in-between stage of not being fully awake and of being fully asleep, a simple little strategy, spread the fingers of either hand, hold them in the very spread position, and suggest to yourself, give yourself the suggestion in that it's almost like a hypnotic state. It's the in-between state. Give yourself the suggestion that as I enter sleep, I will be able to discover whatever information I need at this moment. And you can be very specific. Dave, you could give yourself the suggestion,
sure,
I will discover the purpose behind this recurring dream that's been a source of concern. And Flyer can do the same thing. With your hand in that spread position, just suggest that your dreams will be able to give you the information you need, and that they can even take you into a past life regression state as you sleep to retrieve whatever information is important to you at this time.
What does the hand being spread mean?
I beg your pardon?
The hand being spread, what does that symbolize, or what does that open up?
It delays sleep.
Oh.
And then as you slowly relax your hand, you will drift into sleep.
Oh, okay.
But by spreading your hand, it's a sleep arrest strategy. You arrest that in-between state, but you have to get really sleepy before this is going to work. And you can do that. It's very simple. And as you hold a hand in the spread position, just give yourself whatever suggestion you wish to give yourself. It could be a self-improvement suggestion of some kind. Maybe you're trying to quit smoking, for example. You could give yourself that suggestion. You may be trying to lose weight. You may have a serious problem you're trying to find a solution to. Your dream can help you do that. Dreams are basically problem-solving exercises. And much of the information you need is within yourself. There's a therapist in yourself, too. I call it the best of all therapists. It's that inner healing part of your own being. And you can get in touch with that through the simple sleep arrest technique. Again, it's just simply spreading your fingers as you get very drowsy. Hold them to delay sleep as you give yourself whatever suggestions you need to give yourself. And Flyer can do that. It requires almost no practice. He can do it tonight.
Great. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more questions from the listeners. We're listening to Dr. Joe H. Slate, Ph.D. He has written a book called Beyond Reincarnation, Experience Your Past Lives and Lives Between Lives. We'll be back more with Dr. Slate right after this.
Don't you dare move. There's more to come from the darkness on the edge of town with Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's vitamin C whitening fluoride toothpaste. with thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never-tested-on-animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
2006 is here, and for many of you, another year has passed without treating you and your loved ones to a much-needed getaway. Rocky Shores Resort has just what you're looking for. Join owners Jerry and Kim Pip at their family-themed resort that offers a heated outdoor swimming pool, volleyball court, playground, spacious lodge with games and activities for the whole family and more. With 6 2- and 3-bedroom cabins that are affordable, comfortable, and fully furnished, and 12 seasonal RV sites, Rocky Shores Resorts is perfect for a private escape or for a family reunion. The resorts are located on the east shores of Bowstring Lake in the heart of the Chippewa National Forest. Here you can relax and enjoy nature in the Great North Woods, experience dozens of area attractions, and get hooked on some of the best northern perch, panfish, bass, and walleye fishing in northern Minnesota. Call 1-866-878-0101 to book reservations or check out their website at RockyShoresResort.com for more information. This year, don't ignore the call of the wild. Embrace it and enjoy yourselves. That number again is 1-866-878-0101. Rocky Shores Resort is open year-round. Call today.
Jeff Lester holds with Edina Realty and understands that the housing market is changing. He's prepared to work with you to put together an aggressive plan to rent your home and help you sell quickly. It's Jeff's goal as your full-service real estate agent specializing in the Twin Cities to provide you with superior service at all times. His local expertise and extensive real estate experience will benefit you whether you're serious about buying or selling a home. By taking time to really listen to your needs and desires, Jeff Rusterholz with Edina Realty will help you find the home of your dreams. And if you're selling a home, his real estate expertise and many effective marketing programs will give you the exposure and edge you need to sell your home quickly and for top dollar. Jeff prides himself on providing unparalleled service, and he looks forward to developing a long-term relationship with you. Visit him online at movewithjeff.com for more details or call 651-690-8479 to get started on securing your future. That number again, 651-690-8479.
Do you want to take charge of your life? We all have our demons we want to get rid of. This is Russ Clark. My hypnosis CD series will help you take charge of your life and kick those demons out. Thousands of people have made personal improvements through the power of hypnosis. Your success is guaranteed by me, or I will refund 100% of your investment. To kick those demons or to add relaxation into your life, visit my website, www.powerhypnosis.net.
Mommy!
Leave me alone!
Do you have ghosts?
Do you have dreams?
Do you have an interest in the unknown? Want to know more about the paranormal? Come and join us in Parainvestigators, the 24/7 online paranormal chat. Visit us today at InfinityParanormal.com and tell us what's been keeping you up in the dark.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never-tested-on-animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Experience your past lives and lives between lives. Before we went away to the break, we were taking some questions from listeners. Dr. Slate, we've got about four or five other questions if we can try to get through them, but I do want to question real quickly on genetic memory. Now, for a lot of people that aren't familiar with that, and I'm not even sure I've got the full definition of it down, a lot of people that are finding that reincarnation may not actually be reincarnation, and the memories and thoughts you have may actually just be passed down through the family, almost kind of like how a baby automatically knows to feed from the breast. And, you know, I mean, animals know how to do what they do when they're born. What's your take on that?
That could certainly be a part of what happens. My view on that is we know that we have a biological makeup, which we call our biological genotype. Paralleling that, however, is what I call a spiritual genotype. The biological genotype is going to differ. Your biological makeup, Dave, right now is different from any past life you've lived. Each lifetime gives you a different body and a different biological genotype, a different makeup, which actually you get from your parents. But paralleling that, you have a spiritual makeup, which I call the spiritual genotype. It does not change with each lifetime. It is forever. It's that genotype of the soul. And the soul is not something you possess. It's actually what you are. You are a soul, and it's the soul that reincarnates. The soul has its own genotype, which means it is unique and remains unchanged from lifetime to lifetime. And within that genotype, we grow as souls. And so I see the genotype as capable of bringing with it memories of past lives, and while that could be viewed as a part of the genetic memory, could be viewed as a part of the biological genotype, I see it as interwoven into the spiritual genotype.
Okay.
And I see them as different and yet parallel, and they work together. But when the body's going to give way, and you're going to die. But the soul is forever. And you carry with it an identity. You carry with it awareness of who you are, and that's your identity as a soul with this spiritual genotype. My book discusses, it isn't a complicated idea. It just says that while you're biological, you're also spiritual. And the spiritual has its own identity, and it can be explained from the perspective of your spiritual genotype.
Okay. We've got another question here from Denise Jones.
I might add to that.
Oh, sure, sure.
No two souls are identical. You may have, if you have a twin, I have twin sons, and that's an instance of identical biological genotypes. There's absolutely no evidence anywhere of identical spiritual genotypes. Every soul is uniquely different from every other soul in its spiritual makeup.
Well, that's part of the battle that they're having with cloning, right? I mean, that's part of the battle they're having with cloning is where's the soul come from, right?
I mentioned that in the book. There's absolutely no evidence of cloning in the spiritual sense. Biological cloning, yes, not of spiritual cloning.
Okay. We've got a question here from Denise Jones, and Denise wants to know, do you believe in walk-ins when someone passes but another soul comes back in that's not your own soul? Do you believe in that type of thing?
Denise, I'm familiar with this concept. I've read some about it, and I don't rule it out. I think if there's some reason why we might need to temporarily occupy another physiology, I see no reason why that would not be possible. As a kid, I remember I was intrigued by trees, and I remember having gone to the doctor and being diagnosed with, at age 10, I believe, being diagnosed with heart disease. I had a faulty valve, which my doctor called a leakage of the heart, and I could envision my heart leaking blood and filling my cavity and all of that, you know, that bizarre thing. Well, there was a certain tree in back of my home. It was a giant beech. And I had always found comfort in that tree. So I thought, well, I'm going to just visit that tree. And it's such a powerful thing. You know, the tree is the antenna to the earth. And I thought that tree, even at that young age, I thought that tree could put me in touch with some healing energy out there somewhere, being that massive tree in that primal forest. And so I went to that tree, put my hands on it, and as soon as I did, I heard the rustling of that tree's leaves, and I knew healing had begun. Well, that night, I had an out-of-body dream in which I revisited the tree and actually entered the tree. I was a walk-in. Now, I became a part of that tree. It was the most amazing experience I've ever had in my life. And then within a couple of days, my father took me back to the cardiologist. He examined my heart and said, something's going on here. I don't know what. Your heart is perfectly normal. And I just told him, well, I've got a friend I'd like you to meet. He's this giant tree. And the doctor looked quite puzzled. And that ended my session with that doctor. I shared this in my book. Well, if I could walk in, I was out of body. I actually walked into the tree, and I became a part of that tree, and it was a fantastic healing experience. And that tree, a giant beech, I discuss it to some length, I believe, in my book. But anyway,
well, that's one way to get wood.
In Lou Ellen's journal on the right. Internet, you want to look at it.
No doubt. All right, we've got a couple more questions. Tim, go ahead.
Dr. Slade, I'm going to combine a couple of questions here MMSI Steve and from Prism Lisa. Basically, they both want to know if we meet others in this lifetime that we have known in past lives, and if so, are we drawn to each other in the next life or possibly other lives down the path? So, for example, did Dave and I know each other in a past life? Why in God's green earth would we want to hook up in this life? And then would we actually want to do it again in a next life? And if so, can we will that?
You were the guy I was burying. That's all I'm saying.
I think so, yeah.
Well, as I mentioned already, Tim, we do have an identity which we retain from lifetime to lifetime, and certainly it seems reasonable that the associations we've had in a past life, those would continue in the afterlife, and we might want to come back together at the same time for yet another life.
See, Tim, we chose to come back together.
Aww. Yeah, we choose to.
There we go.
And we sometimes call these soul mates, you know. We may choose to do that. And sometimes it's for a very useful purpose. We found that we could grow through our associations with each other.
Tim, and you had me at hello.
And it could be nothing more than just a close friendship.
Sure.
But we grow from those associations. So, and we continue to grow on the other side. So why not come back for another lifetime and continue to grow in another biological genotype? And we could arrange that. We could decide to on a certain locality and a certain part of the country and at a given time, that's certainly, I think that's possible. I know of no reason why it shouldn't be.
Now, Al Bobcat wants to know, is it possible, and I think you touched on this earlier, but we'll cover it again, is it possible for reincarnation to happen more than once for some people?
Al, yes, it is possible. In fact, I think most people have lived. The question is, can you live multiple lives, right?
Right.
Yes, you can live multiple lives. I have in my book three methods where you can determine for yourself how many past lives you've lived. The simplest one is simply ask, just focus on that inner quiet part of yourself and then ask the question, how many past lives have I lived, and see what number comes to mind. Don't try to rationalize it. Just accept whatever number is there. I had a former student to do that, and the number zero came to mind. Well, this happened to be her first lifetime. When I regressed her, or when she regressed herself and went into what we call that past life corridor, where you have a door for each past lifetime, her corridor had no doors. The reason being, she had lived no past lifetimes. This was her first lifetime. And you can do that for yourself. I personally have had 14 past lifetimes. I guess I may be a slow learner. I had to keep coming back.
Or like you said, we get to choose to come back, and it may be better than, you know, maybe some people just would enjoy life enough that they'd want to keep coming back to experience absolutely all the different flavors.
Well, Dave, you may have a very important project underway, and suddenly you cross over to the other side. You have some work left to be done, and you can't wait to get back to pick up and maybe continue with some important work that is left there incomplete. So that makes all kinds of sense to me. Incidentally, I would like to throw in here, too, that what we call the afterlife is not some distant realm out there somewhere in some other universe or other dimension. It's as close as the air we breathe. And that's the reason we sometimes feel the presence of a departed loved one. I've had that experience. Or you feel the presence of a spirit guide that's right there with you, helping you in some very important task.
You know, that brings up something really interesting. I was talking to author Annie Wilder over the weekend, who also is another Llewellyn author, and she was mentioning that somebody had told her, a psychic had told her, that she had lived in her house in a previous life. And it crossed her mind. She wondered if she would ever see herself haunting herself. Now, if your spirit has moved on, do you believe that you could, you know, if you're tied to a specific place or tied to a specific deal, do you believe that you could haunt yourself?
Not unless there's some residual energy from that past life. There is a building here in Alabama where a young woman died a rather tragic death. She went through a very long illness, and this was back during the Civil War years. It's in a beautiful old antebellum mansion where this happened. And she died in that mansion, but just before her death, they brought an arrangement of lilacs, and she clutched them at her chest she felt comfort because of the aroma of those lilacs. When she was buried, they put lilacs in her casket with her, and she crossed over. Now, in fact, I recently met with a group of 42 students in a basement lair in the very house, and the aroma of lilacs permeated that room. Well, was that a ghost? Not really. It was residual. It could have been a manifestation of her presence.
Well, did they know about the story about the lilacs before they went in?
No, they did not.
Okay.
And that's what was so interesting to that experience. They had no knowledge of that. I knew about the story. And to my knowledge, none of them knew about. These were all new students who, to my knowledge, had no awareness of that story. Now, that's a good question to raise, however, because a skeptic would certainly say, well, if they'd known about that, then they could have experienced that because of
As a psychologist, you know, and I've been told, correct me if I'm wrong on this, that the part of your memory that you know, olfactory is one of our biggest memories, right? Being the sense of smell, and that happens to be in the brain, almost directly, like above the bridge of the nose.
Right.
So having it that close and them knowing that this could have, you know, I know you said that they didn't know the story, but if you know a story, a lot of times that could be why you're smelling or you're sensing those things.
That's true.
Is because the genetic memory is linking up at that moment, right?
Yes. And if someone else mentions an aroma, in a group, others right. begin to pick up on the same aroma.
No doubt.
We see that happening as well, and those are important things to sure. keep in mind. The people who have absolutely no knowledge of this historical fact, who go into that mansion, often comment on the aroma of lilacs.
That's great. Well, Dr. Slade, I don't mean to cut you short. We loved having you on. We're running out of time. We've got our next guest coming up. But I'd love to have you back on. We can talk more about reincarnation and your other topics.
Dave, I'd love to be on your program again. I've really enjoyed it. And Tim, thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, sir. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest was Dr. Joe H. Slade. He has written the book Beyond Reincarnation, Experience Your Past Lives and Lives Between. We'll be back with our next guest, Richard Salva, right after this.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created the Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created the Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money.
It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app,
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app,
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.